This is the Composer's Datebook for July 23rd. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1940, the standing-room-only signs went up early as a crowd of 23,000 stormed the Hollywood Bowl to hear the great Paul Robeson perform. On the program was Earl Robinson's Ballad for Americans, a work for solo voice and orchestra that was, for a time, one of the most popular musical works in this country. Earl Robinson studied with Aaron Copland. His Ballad for Americans, originally part of a 1939 review titled Sing for Your Supper, quickly became a popular concert hall vehicle for Paul Robeson, and in the election year 1940, it was even performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Republican Party's National Convention. Robeson made a famous recording of the work, but nowadays, Ballad for Americans is seldom, if ever, heard or performed. Also on the Hollywood Bowl's program for July 23, 1940, was William Grant Still's Symphony No. 1, subtitled the Afro-American Symphony by its composer. Still had settled in Los Angeles to work for the film industry, but by 1940 had also achieved fame as the country's foremost African-American composer of concert music. Unlike Ballad for Americans, the Afro-American Symphony still shows up on concert programs these days. This is part of it played by the Detroit Symphony conducted by Nema Yarvi. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.